No balls and two strikes. Schulfer has not recorded a strikeout today. And the 0-2 just outside of the edge on the left side for a ball, 1-2. So the left-hander Traficante on Logan Schulfer, the right-handed pitcher. The 1-2, swinging a weak ground ball over to Conniff that bounces in his glove, whips it on over to first for the second out. Conniff just playing heads-up baseball there. And we return to the top of the order. Jack Crichton, who got a base hit on his last time up, flew out to left and also a base hit. He's 1-for-2 today. Two down, and Schulfer finds in the first strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. Crichton from Clemson, and the 0-1, he pops up right side out of play, 0-2. No balls and two strikes. As the 0-2 comes up and out outside for a ball, 1-2. So one ball and two strikes, four hits for the pitch hitters, and the 1-2 way inside and backing away from the plate was Crichton, 2-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, scoreless across the board. So the deuces run wild, the 2-2 fouled on the right side. So 2 outs, 2 balls, and 2 strikes. No hits for the Rafters, and Traverse City looking to get hit number 5, the 2-2 from Schulfer's, and fouled on the right side, but a drop strike from Heligzo. Taking first is Crichton. So pretty interesting there. It was a ball that a swing and a miss, but it was way upstairs. Heligzo wasn't able to grab it, and Crichton went to first off of a pitch that went behind Heligzo. So fortunate there for Traverse City. And Parker Brocious will step in 0-for-2 today with 2 strikeouts. And Schulfer fires it over to first. Boy, he really put a lot of heat on that ball. Gervich wasn't able to make the tag in time. Jack Crichton stands at first, the first pitch hitter to cross home plate yesterday, as Brocious step in, and once again another pickoff attempt, and Crichton back to the bag. Two down. The first offering comes in as Heligzo darts a ball over to second, goes over the head of Conniff. But Crichton was able to take second. No balls a strike. So as expected, Jack Crichton taking second. And he's looking to take third, just as he did yesterday. Schulfer glances over at second now. Crichton the big leadoff, the 0-1 to Brocious, and just up above the zone, but in for a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 down. Schulfer regathers, fires the 1-1, bounces behind Heligzo, and Crichton will take third. So an opportunity now for the pitch hitters. First time they've had a runner at third all day. And Crichton 90 feet away of breaking this game open. 2 balls, 1 strike. Schulfer has his eyes on third, fires a 2-1, swinging a popped up ball into shallow right center. Conniff makes the grab for the third out. So the Raptors don't allow any runs. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Score is 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Five innings down, we head to the top of the sixth inning. Shane Taylor, the left-hander, will step into the batter's box. Ethan Foley back on the mound. As he fires in, the first offering bounces into the glove of Minnick for a ball. Foley, 55 pitches, 6 strikeouts. The 1-0 inside. Taylor struck out swinging on his first time up. So he's 0-1. 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 once again bounces into the glove of Minnick for the third ball. Taylor had a good day yesterday, went 2-for-4. And the 3-0 once again bounces into the dirt for the fourth ball. So 4 straight balls. Shane Taylor will take first. And now a leadoff walk here in the top of the sixth. Hogan Alixo's turn to step in now. Alixo 0-for-1. With a strikeout. So the leading run now at first. Foley makes a look over at first. And Alixo bunts a shallow, weak ground ball. Foley fires to second, over to Draficante, now throws it to first. So Taylor gets out at second, and Alixo will get to first safe. So heads-up play there from Foley. And Alixo was trying to advance the runner, but unable to do so. He got to first. Taylor goes out. And now one down. Chris Conniff batting in the nine hole, who lined out to first. His last time up. One out, Foley fires, and inside for a ball, 1-0. One down, Alixo at first. And getting back just late, the pickoff attempts. Summerhill just a little bit late to the tag. One down, Alixo stands there now. Still no hits for this Wisconsin Rapids side. 1-0 count. A swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Haligzo tags up at second. Conniff gets to first, and the first hit of the game belongs to the Wagner College product. So the Rafters, perhaps some momentum here in the top of the six. Conniff putting two fist pumps over to the dugout. And finally, so Haligzo at second now, Conniff at first. This brings up top of the order Ty Johnson, 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Foley has his eyes on second, fires in the first offering, in a curveball, in for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. Two runners on for the Rafters, top of the six. One down. Foley will come set. The 0-1 swinging a bouncer that just pulls foul on the right field side. Summerhill quick to act towards it. But it comes in for a strike, 0-2. Basir on deck. He will get up to bat, pending there's no double play. No balls, two strikes. Foley bends down. Now he'll come set. He'll look over at second. And now once again, and fire the 0-2 up and away as bounces into the glove of Minnick. Had trouble catching it for a ball, 1-2. The most momentum the Rafters have had all game. Here it comes in the top of the six. Conniff at first. Haligzo stands at second. Bending down is Foley. Now he likes to pitch. Kicks, winds, and serves the 1-2. Swinging a weak ground ball over to the first baseman in Summerhill and goes to Foley at first. Johnson gets out, but that advances the runners. Conniff at second, Haligzo at third. And now this brings up the newly acquired TCU infielder, Jack Basir. Batted a 345 for Pepperdine. And that's why he was a highly recruited product in the transfer portal and is now finding himself in the Big 12. As the first offering comes in for a strike, Basir 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. And now down to the count 0-1. Leading run 90 feet away for Wisconsin Rapids. Conniff at second, Haligzo stands at third. The 0-1, a swing and a ball pulled out left side. 0-2 now. One hit for the Rafters this game, and it came from Chris Conniff. A low-scoring affair, just as it was yesterday, but this time there's nobody with a run. The 0-2, a swing and a ground ball over to third at Miller, and hits it on a one-hop bounce over to first to Summerhill, and that will take us to the bottom of the sixth. Score is 0-0. Rafters were close, but come up empty. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth, we go 0-0 here in Turtle Creek Stadium. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. But the Raptors have given up four hits. They've only acquired one as Glenn Miller, 1-for-1 today, the third baseman. So Schulfer back on the mound, fires in low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Once again, Schulfer delivers a 1-0 fouled backside. 1-1. But yeah, a game here that's just, it's been scoreless. There has been times. Crichton got to third for the Pitts hitters. In the last inning, Conniff was at second. Haligza was at third, but Basir grounded out. So they had some momentum, the 1-1. A line drive, pulled foul. Right side, 1-1. 1-2, excuse me. One ball, two strikes. Setting in serving the 1-2. As a towering fly ball hit shallow right. And Haligza wasn't able to track it down. Just a little bit late to it. Count stays at 1-2. Raptors have been playing good defense today, not making any errors. No errors for each team, as at this time yesterday they had two. So Schulfer, the Ball State Cardinal, will look and deliver the 1-2. Check swing came across, out and away for a ball, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Once again, Schulfer will set in. He'll look behind his glove, fire in the 2-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, right down the plate. Miller strikes out. And the second strikeout of the day for Logan Schulfer comes here in the bottom of the six. One down. And now Summerhill is due up. Not gotten a hit on two at-bats. And Schulfer once again will come set, fire in the first offering, right down Main Street, in for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike, the 0-1 bounced low into the glove of Haligzo, 1-1. One down, the 1-1, and right once again, in the zone for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, swing and a miss. For strike number three, Summerhill will go down. And this brings up Evan Orzik, 0-for-2 on the day. Back-to-back strikeouts from the Plover, Wisconsin native. Plover, Wisconsin, just located about 15 minutes east of Wisconsin Rapids, so he's a local guy and a returning Rafter. Two down, as Evan Orzik will step in, and Schulfer delivers in low for a ball, 1-0. One oh count. Schulfer kicks, fires the 1-0, and a ball pulled out backside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Schulfer serves up and away outside. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Schulfer again. Will come set. The 2-1 home. Outside. 3-1. So the Raptors one away here in the bottom of the six. The 3-1. Swinging a line drive that just pulls out on the right field line. But good contact there from Orzech. 3-2. Full count with two down. Scoreless. Here through as we're in the bottom of the six. Schulfer looks in. He'll fire the 3-2. And down low for a ball. Ball number four. That puts the leading run at first in Tyler Minnick, who's 1-for-2 today, will step in. Crichton, Miller, Minnick, and Prout are the four pitch hitters with a hit. Conniff the only one for the Raptors. So standing at first is Orzech. A runner on. And serving up and outside. And Schulfer, 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes, two down. The 1-0, a swing and a ball popped up into shallow left as the third baseman, Shane Taylor, makes an easy catch for the third out. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Score is 0-0. Here from Traverse City. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning we go here on WFHR. Score is 0-0 as Brendan Bobo, who hasn't got a hit on two at-bats, will step in. Struck out once. So the Cal State Fullerton outfielder from Santa Cruz, California. Four home runs for him this season. He had two against Battle Creek 2 days ago. As Foley delivers in just outside of the strike zone, 1-0. 1-0 count. Foley fires and finds on a fastball, 1-1. Bubba with 14 RBIs as well. Led the league in home runs last year. The 1-1 swing and a miss down low on a curveball. Got him to reach inside. 1-2. Once again, Foley fires down low. 2-2. So the count runs at 2-2. Rafters had two runners on second and third, but unable to get anybody home. The 2-2 just outside on the left edge. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count runs full on Brendan Bobo. The 3-2, swinging a cracked ball that drops into right center. Bobo rounding first. He's heading for second. The throw from Brocious is not in time. Bobo a leadoff double, and here come the Rafters. So Garrett Broussard will step in, and the second hit of the game belongs to the Santa Cruz native, Brendan Bobo. He's at second. And now making some hand gestures towards the dugout. Broussard 0-2 today. Top of the seventh, Foley will come set. He'll look down. He'll fire in the first offering and finds the strike zone. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Bobo stands at second. Foley looks now, dials in and deals the 0-1 and hugs the inside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Foley looks, kicks, fires as Broussard shows bunt. It rolls on the third base line. Miller picks it up with one hand, flings it on over to first. It's not in time. Summerhill wasn't able to make the catch. Bobo gets to third, and now the runners on first and third for the Rafters. As Jack Gervich will step in. The door has opened. Wisconsin Rapids on the verge of taking the lead in this game. Jack Gervich, one strikeout, no hits on two at-bats. Foley will look over at third. Taking his time and dealing the first pitch. Gervich swings and lines a ball over the head of Traficante in the center field. Bobo will score. And the Rafters take a 1-0 lead. What about that? Gallison due up. So Broussard to second. Gervich to first. And an RBI single for Jack Gervich. What about it? Rafters lead 1-0. And Ethan Foley, his day looks like it might be done. But on a low-scoring night, the Rafters have been out-hit 4-3, but have found a way to take the lead. But Gervich, when you needed him the most, 0-2 today. You felt the momentum was coming for the Rafters. Lines a ball over the shortstop in Traficante. Rolls into center. Bobo gets home. Big play there for Wisconsin Rapids. So an opportunity again here for the Rafters. Runners on first and second. And it looks like Foley's day is done. Ethan Foley, 78 pitches. He went six innings, 3 hits. 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. So a new pitcher in for the Traverse City Pits pitchers. Mitch White will step in the mound. White's a guy that's appeared in six games out of the University of Cincinnati, so he's a Bearcat. And from Livonia, Michigan, six games appeared in, three saves, and 8 2/3 innings of work, four hits allowed with a walk, but 13 strikeouts. So a guy looking to get another save here today. He's down 1-0, but warming up now, so he's the right-hander. But Anthony Gallison is next up for the Rafters. Just unbelievable. Their first run yesterday came in the eighth, and now today their first run came in the seventh. But the difference between yesterday and today was they were down yesterday. Today they take the lead. And Traverse City right now, the first time they've been down all series. Gervich at first, Broussard at second. Just an incredible opportunity for this Rafters team to keep on going, keep on fighting. They lead 1-0. Anthony Gallison will step in, the right-hander from Coastal Carolina. No hits on two at-bats. But the big thing is for the Rafters, there are no outs. So even if Gallison grounds out, pending where he grounds out, Broussard is looking to go three. So Mitch White will take over the pitching duties now. He'll come set. Gallison's showing bunt. And he does bunt. A weak ground ball over to the third baseman in Miller. Flings it on over to first, but the runners advance. Gurwitch to second. Broussard to third. An opportunity here. Gallison did exactly what he was called to do. Hit a weak bunt and allow the runners to advance the bases. Now the second run is 90 feet away. Broussard at third. Gurwitch at second. White will look in. He'll deliver. And outside on Shane Taylor, who's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, but he's walked as well. Two runners on. White will look in. He'll set. Fire the 1-0 as Taylor swings and hits a ball to deep right field. That ball is gone. That is out of here. Shane Taylor, a three-run shot. And the Rafters lead 4-0. What about that? Taylor, his second home run of the road trip. To right field, Rafters lead 4-0. What about that? Shane Taylor, traveling there for a second. And now the Rafters lead 4-0. They have a commanding lead here in the top of the seventh. As White will come in and serve. But what about that? Their broadcaster was talking to me before this game, and he goes, not many people hit out the park. Well, Shane Taylor had other ideas. The 1-0. And down low for a ball, 2-0. Absolutely cracked a ball into right field. Two balls and no strikes. One down, the 2-0. A swing and a miss for Haligzo, 2-1. So Rafters, four runs here in the top of the seventh. One down. 8-2-1 count. The 2-1, swing and a miss inside. 2-2. Two. 2-2 count with one out. Rafters lead 4-0. The 2-2 inside for strike number three. Haligzo strikes out. But at this point, the Rafters are just hoping to add to their lead. They've already gotten a big lead, 4-0. And stepping in is Chris Conniff. One for two today. Got the first hit of the game for the Rafters. He lined a ball in the right field as the first pitch comes inside. 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. In down low for a ball, 2-0. So Bobo gets home off of an RBI from Gervich, and then Taylor hits a three-run shot to right field. The 2-0 inside for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike with two down. White looks in. The 2-1, swing and a miss outside for a strike, 2-2. So deuces run across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2, Conniff pulls one out, left field side, out of play. Count remains at 2-2. So each team with four hits, but the Rafters four runs. White will come in. He'll look on Conniff, bend down. Fired the 2-2 way up above the zone for a ball, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 outside for a ball. So Conniff will take first. And this inning is not done yet for the Rafters. As Ty Johnson, 0-for-3 today with a strikeout. Conniff at first. Ty Johnson here in the top of the order. Traverse City on their heels right now. Mitch White fires. And down low for a ball, 1-0. One out count with two down. And coming set is White. He'll wipe off some sweat. So two outs. Traverse City's one away. The 1-0. Pulled away, left side, out of play. 1-1. So Ty Johnson, pretty rare for him not to get a hit. But he still has that opportunity here. As the throw and sliding in time is Conniff. Stealing second. The throw from Minnick was not there. So Conniff looks over to the dugout and doing some swim motions. A 2-1 count with two down. Assistant coach Brian Dyer clapping his hands saying, come on, Ty. That second is Conniff. The 2-1, a swing and a weak bouncer over to the second baseman. And Crichton flips it on over to first for the third out. But the Rafters get four runs. A RBI single from Gervich, a three-run shot from Shane Taylor has put them up here in this game. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh, Rafters 4, Pitts Bitter 0, as Jackson Wentworth out of Kansas State, the pitcher, will step on the mound from Urbandale, Iowa. 0-2 record, four games appeared in, 11 innings pitched, allowing 15 hits and 11 runs, but he has 16 strikeouts. So Wentworth, it's his turn to take on the pitching duties. An RBI single from Gurevich that allowed Bobo to get home, and then a three-run home run from Shane Taylor, his third of the season. So Cooper Erickson will step in now. Erickson, 0-2. Wentworth will serve in outside for a ball. 1-0. Each team with four hits. But the Rafters have the all-important ones, the 1-0. Four ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to 2-0. And Wentworth finds his own in for a strike, 2-1. A beautiful night here in Traverse City. 70 degrees. Great night for baseball. The 2-1. And inside of the zone once again. So Wentworth getting back in the count, 2-2. On Erickson. Erickson, Prout, and Traficante are due up. The 2-2, swing and a bouncer over the head of Wentworth into the glove of Conniff. Throws it up first and makes a first out. So one down. Conniff doing his job. Cole Prout will step in. Got one hit on two at-bats. Bottom of the seventh, Prout, the left fielder. As the first offering from Wentworth in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. And Wentworth, the second pitch in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. Swing and a miss down low for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Wentworth will look in. He'll fire the 1-2. Bounces into the glove of Haligzo for the second ball. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two count. One out, and Jackson Wentworth fires the 2-2, and a breaking ball just above the strike zone. 3-2. A guy rated one of the top pitchers in the state of Iowa. And plays in the Big 12. The 3-2, swinging a ball cracked out right field side out of play. Count runs full at 3-2. Raptors looking to continue to play on the defensive side of the ball as well as they have, but the pitch comes in out and away for a ball. So Prout will take first, and Traficante, the nine-hole batter, the shortstop, the left-hander will step in. One down. Traficante went 0 for 3 yesterday. Hasn't been able to get a hit today. As a swing and a ball pulled out, stays fair on the left field side. Gallison makes the grab for two down. Top of the order we go as Jack Creighton will step in now. One hit on three at-bats and a strikeout. Each team with four hits. Prout stands at first. Raptors looking to retire the side in four batters. Wentworth will come in. As a ball pulled out, right side, out of play. 0-1. No balls, one strike and two down. The 0-1. A fly ball hit into the infield, and Gurvich comes under. It stands at the first base line for the third out. Top of the eighth inning, we go. Raptors lead 4-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with Cool Cash Rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, Jack Basir will lead off. As a new pitcher coming on for the Pitts hitters, Jared Urey will step in and serve in for a ball, 1-0. So Urey fires in and fouled off from Basir, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, swing and a miss, low for Basir. Urey out of Colorado Mesa, a rising redshirt senior from Eaton, Colorado. 1-2 count for Urey. And throws down low for a ball, 2-2. This is the third pitch, the third pitcher we've seen for this Pittsbitters bullpen staff. The 2-2, Basir swings and misses low for strike number three. So Jared Urey starting his day off on a high note. One down, but this brings up Brendan Bobo. Rafters 4, Pittsbitters 0. A four-run inning in the seventh. That's been the difference between these two teams. So Bobo will step in now. Urey will look in and fire outside. This is Urey's first appearance of the season. 1-0 count. Down low, Bobo is ready to take a swing at it, but sees a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Bobo upstairs, a little bit late, 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 fouled left side, 2-2. Two-two count with one down. Each team with four hits. The Pittsbitters with an error. And the 2-2 clips the left edge of the zone for strike number three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Urey. And this brings up Garrett Broussard, the shortstop. Was one of four Rafters to cross home plate today. And did so on that three-run home run for Shane Taylor. First offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down. Urey fires the 0-1, swing and a miss down low once again, ahead in the count 0-2. So on his first appearance, Urey has the opportunity to go three up and three down with three strikeouts. Urey looks, fires the 0-2, and just outside of the right edge of the zone for a ball, 1-2. The 1-2 bounces into the glove of Minnick. Four ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Zeros across the board for both teams, except for the Rafters in the seventh. Four runs for them. Just a remarkable inning. The 2-2 swinging a shallow bouncer over to Miller at third. Whips it on over to first on a one-hop bounce into the glove of Summerhill, but not in time. Broussard gets there. And now that puts a runner on. And the fifth hit of the game for the Rafters goes to the shortstop. Garrett Broussard, Gurvich will step in now. So Gurvich got an RBI single, which allowed Bobo to get home as he swings and hits a ball into left field. That ball drops and stays fair. Rolls out, rounding third. And stopping is Broussard as he has to get back. It bounces, stays fair, but bounces into the bullpen. It hooked into left field. But it goes as a ground rule double. So Gurvich at second, Broussard at third. Anthony Gallison will step in now. So after two straight strikeouts from Urey, an opportunity for the Rafters here in the ace. A swing and a shallow ground ball over to the second baseman in Crichton. A lob over to first for an easy out. So the Rafters come up empty. They still lead 4-0. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning we go, and another pitcher comes due for the Rafters. Alec Burnett will step in. Eight games appeared in. He's got one save. Eight innings pitched, allowing three hits and two runs. He has 13 strikeouts with a 1.13 ERA. So he's a returning Rafter. Was in Wisconsin Rapids last summer. 40 strikeouts for him, only allowing 17 hits on 26 innings of work. So definitely a guy to rely on. Out of Wagner College, playing his baseball collegiate baseball with Conniff. First pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. Parker Brocious, two strikeouts today on three at-bats. Has not gotten a hit as Burnett sets and fires the 0-1 and once again clips the right edge of the zone for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning, Rafters 4, Pittsbitters 2. The 0-2 just outside of the strike zone, 1-2. Burnett, the right-hander, and sets, fires the 1-2 inside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 upstairs for a ball, 3-2. So the count runs full at 3-2. After Burnett getting head in the count 0-2, he throws three straight out of the strike zone for three balls. The count runs full. Burnett fires a 3-2 way outside for ball number four. So throwing four straight balls, that puts Brocious on first. He draws a walk. And Glenn Miller will step in. Miller, one strikeout, one hit on two at-bats. Miller's been busy on the defensive side at third base. Burnett looks over, fires in a swing and a ball fouled right side, out of play, 0-1. Burnett picked up the save against Fond du Lac back on June the 22nd when he had a strikeout and then one inning of work. As the second pitch comes in for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. At first is Brocious. Bottom of the eighth. as he gets him in a pickle. Brocious is heading towards second. Gurvich is running after him. Now delivers it to Konev, and sliding around and getting out of the baseline was Brocious. Made a move on Konev, and Konev was smiling about that. So Brocious gets out. They get him in a pickle. 1-1 1-1 count. So heads-up play there from Burnett. Noticing Brocious off the bag. By that time, he threw it over. He couldn't react in time. Was heading towards second. The 1-1 outside of the zone.